All right, yes, y'all complained about, you know, the retail stores. The retailers are striking back. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
How you doing? Go ahead.
I'm good. I cannot stand those customers that come into the store, and then I ask them, you know, do you need any help? They're like, no. And then as soon as I'm helping someone else, that's when they're like, oh, well, can you help me now?
Right.
It's just so rude.
Yes, it is. You know what? We got to treat y'all with respect, too. You know what
Thank
I'm saying?
Thank you, yes. You if I'm be. Respectful to you, you respect me.
Yeah, but don't tell me your life story, okay?
I just want to
buy some pants.
Try
that's
on some
all.
Shoes and get out. You know, I used to have shoes like that, but I had bunions, and then my
eyes nobody
had
wants to hear about it.
And this and that. You know, my kids had shoes like that. You think your kids are gonna wear those shoes? I don't hear all that. Okay, so we got an agreement, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, baby.
Bye.
She didn't think about you.
Actually, I like to talk to people, so
I would sit
there and entertain them.
Oh my gosh, me
you know,
too.
Like I'm interested. All right. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I hate when customers come in and they have items that they want to return, and you know well that the item is stolen.
Stolen? Wow. Do they have to have a receipt at your store?
Let me ask you a question. Like, when you scan something, can it tell you that, hey, this item was never purchased?
Absolutely. Certain items, certain high-dollar items, it'll let you know whether or not when it was sold, what store it was stolen from. I mean, what store.
So what do you do?
Well, what you can do is you can try and, what my store does, what they do is they try and cut down and find out exactly where it was that you bought it. Did you use a credit card? What day did you purchase it? At what register do you know? I mean, they can really cut down to exactly.
You don't work at Neiman's.
Or Bloomingdale's.
Or
Nordstrom.
You don't call the cops and get that person locked up?
Well, I mean, you really can't call the cops and say, hey, you definitely stole this, but we can't find anywhere where you actually purchased it. So at the very most, they'll give you a gift card if you know, management decides to go ahead and do that. If not,
you're saying I can come in there with stolen merchandise and you're not going to arrest me?
Because you don't know. You might have bought it from somebody else.
Right.
Who stole it?
Or it might have been a present. Could have been a present.
People used to do that to hustle school books. They would take the book and then return it and get money back.
Yeah.
Mm. Sound like you used to do it.
Not at all.
Good morning. Hello.
Thank you.
Good morning. Hello. Lost you. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, I was calling because I'm like, why are you trying to return something for me a year ago talking about it don't fit? Like, really? Or I had one customer yesterday talking about you about to go on a trip. Like, let it go. You bought it.
Let it go.
This is not Neiman Marcus. Right. This is not Nordstrom. Let it go. Go ahead and take your money loss.
And what about the stuff that you know that they already wore?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You might have worn it and it was tight and you found it wasn't your style.
Yeah, but they wore it to the club.
It smells.
That's not as bad as when I worked at Victoria's Secret and people were trying panties.
You stop that. You stop it. Dirty things.
She made that up.
Tweet, tweet.
Yeah. T is the one PR says customers who get mad when their checks decline and they get mad and tell you they have over $5,000 in their account, it must be you.
Mm.
I hope you know I got like
check
five.
Check that again.
This is my platinum card.
Rub it on your leg.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Whenever they come up to the register and they have a car full of stuff and they looking at you and you looking at them like, I'm not taking your stuff out of the car. What's wrong with you? You don't go to the grocery store and ask for that.
Wow. So you're just like really about customer service, aren't
you? I can tell.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I love my job.
No. Don't sound like
it.
I want to know where you work. Tweet and tell me where you work. I'm going to come put all the stuff
and
leave
and we're
going
to invite everybody down.
I'm going to look at you like you crazy. I'm not putting your stuff on the counter.
Please, tell them.
Oh, you're so mean.
Please. Thank you, baby. Oh, yeah. You know what? But that does bother people. I think the other thing is that I hate it when retailers, you're like, if you have like, all right, it's going to cost you $5.01 and all you have is $6, they want to count out every coin. And is it just me? I hate it when you put my receipt in my hand
with the money.
Put it in a bag.
Well, people,
put the receipt in the bag.
A lot of people now, they're like, would you like your receipt emailed? I'm like, email it, but then they got your email address. And they're going to bug you to death.
Yeah, send you all the specials. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, hello.
How you doing? Go ahead, please.
This is the top retail one.
Okay.
The customers that come in the store 5 minutes before the store closes.
Yeah.
And we sit there and wait for them to leave the store. And then they leave and they don't buy a damn thing.
Yeah, they're just looking.
I usually buy,
though. You want to make a rushed purchase.
Right. And that's just like.
The store opens up again the next morning.
Exactly.
Right. And here's the other thing. Restaurants hate that.
Oh, yeah.
They close. Well, the kitchen closed at 10. It's 9:59.
Yeah, can I get a drink?
Okay.
Is the bar closed?
It ain't 10 o'clock. While we wasting time here, it's going to click to 10. And you will say, you got a case.
And
you better go and make
minutes.
That burger.
That last
click to
order.
10. Mozzarella sticks take 5 minutes.
I'm just saying. Good morning. Hello.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Yes.
Well, I is when the people come inside and see you folding up the clothes, you're asking for help, and then they say no, and then you walk away, and then they mess up the whole pile that you just folded up.
Oh, I used to hate that. I worked in retail. I hated it.
I hate that.
Because it takes you forever. You got a certain way you got to fold it. But you know what? You don't. I try to fold it back. I know I'm not going to get it right.
Yeah, but that's why they want to help you. Because what they do is like, all right, what size are you? They know right where to go. They'll pull up the pile.
Exactly.
But you want to go through everything and throw them all on the floor.
Yeah, it's rude.
And then when you try to fold it, you fold it wrong.
Right.
All the way wrong.
Yeah, because I feel bad. I try to fold it back, and they're like, no, just leave it. Just
I
leave
can't
it.
Imagine just you trying to fold it. Something.
Just leave it. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
What's so annoying, my name is Alicia, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What's so annoying is when somebody comes through the line and they have $100 worth of food and $20 in their wallet. Like, you know you didn't have that much money.
Right.
So what do they expect? You to, like, give it to them? You to go ahead and ring it up and be like, oh, I'll bring it back? What happened?
Yeah, they want you to take money off. You can give them a discount. And it's
you better be glad we're in your line, because normally if we go to that self-checkout,
you ain't gonna see nothing.
I've got that tone down with my voice, easy.
Yeah. And don't forget the stuff I got underneath.
I ain't scanning nothing. I'm air scanning.
Yes. And don't forget the dog food and the water underneath that I'm never going to check. Never gonna check
that.
Never gonna check that water and dog food.
I listen to somebody else scanning their stuff and I listen for the sound.
You're horrible.
And then I sorry. No, that's B flat. That's what I do, man.
Tweet, tweet.
Right. 24 Laker Girl says, I hate when you go to the 24-hour grocery store at 12 a.m. and you have a cart full of ish and the only line open is U-Scan. It's midnight. What do you expect?
But I hate going to U-Scan when I've got, the unscannable items.
Mm-hmm. And then you got to you have no patience. But you
got the pictures and stuff on it.
And I also hate the fact that they always like skip bagging. See manager, stay there for manager assistant.
Yeah, you get stuck.
I'm like, why? I should have just stood in line.
You know what else? What about the gas stations where you like want soda and it's like after midnight and they can't put it through the little glass?
Oh. And you're like, that's a cheap one. They don't. They have the one with the big joints where they put it in there.
Good morning. Right. Hello. Good morning. Hello. I know you're going to talk any second here. It's okay. It's too late. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Russ, the one with the rose says they hate it, but all those issues come with the job, and I'm sure they are an annoying customer when they're off, too.
They could be, because they know what you're supposed to expect.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hello. I don't know what happened to phone
lines. I think
lines.
You just blew them up.
Yeah. You blew them.
The phone lines are just going nuts. And
I hate when I used to go shopping, people wouldn't act right, because I'm like, when I worked, I was nice, whether I was having a bad day or not. So
Yeah, you got to be nice. You got to be nice.
Smile. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Go ahead, please.
I hate when I reach my hand out for money and you put it on the counter, but then you get an attitude when I put your change back on the counter.
Yeah,
you can't put it on the counter. That's rude if you just put it on the counter.
I mean, sometimes I'm counting it out, though. Let me get it together.
Money ain't good enough.
Just pick it up. Party job.